Councilor Whitehead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I find the language, Mr. Estrin, that you use is provocative, insulting, abusive. I understand your role in representing the city, but I had the fortune of being on both sides of this issue. And in fact, I was with the federal government meeting with the lawyers and trying to resolve it and ensure that and let them know clearly that the minister, Sheila Clough at the time, was not going to be supporting an appeal, period. The federal government decided that they're going to go forward with an appeal, not for political reasons, but because the legal advice they received was that they go for an appeal. So I guess my question to you is, if you believe that there's abuse of power, and I think that's what you're suing for, why would the federal government appeal the decision? Would that not further enhance the injury to the city by appealing it?
No, not at all. I mean, they had a perfect right to appeal and try and overturn it. No one can say they did anything wrong in that. That's not an abusive process or abuse of public office. It's got nothing to do with what happened in court. It was everything that happened before we had to take them to court.
Now, there's 1,500, when I checked with the Ministry of Environment, one of the things they looked at is, because they look at public concern in respect to applying the act, my understanding that they had received hundreds and hundreds of letters from the city of Hamilton asking for the act to be applied, or thousands, and in fact, conversely, they didn't receive many letters saying, do not apply the act. Would that not be an instrument in the decision as the application of this particular act?
Well, it certainly indicated that lots of people were writing them and had a point of view, but they also knew, based on their own internal memos, based on their own internal analysis and legal advice, that that's very interesting they got all these letters, but it was none of their constitutional or legal business, particularly constitutional. They were advised by their own lawyers that issues which people were centrally writing about need and alternatives, were matters of provincial jurisdiction. I quoted in the PowerPoint presentation one of those federal Justice Department lawyers' memos.
Well, you also presented something that gives one side of the issue, and it's a bit out of context because there's a lot of more information, as you're aware of, and I've seen the other side and some of the rulings, and I don't see the quotes in that in here. So you've picked and choose what you could make your case, which is your job, and I'm not criticizing you for that. But would you acknowledge that there's a lot more information on the other side that mitigates what you put forward to us today?
Not at all. This is really the highlights of a very long judgment. Actually, it was very interesting. Councillor McCatty was going through a bunch of points, and one understands why he wants to make those points about this was a separate project, there wasn't really that much built, etc., etc. I can assure members of council that all of these points that people who are opposed to the expressway on council would bring out were strenuously brought out in the court proceedings. You know, the Friends of the Valley, who were represented by the Canadian Environmental Law Association, they intervened, they brought in evidence. Their argument was, for example, not that 60% was completed, but 0% of the road was completed. That was their argument, because they said the North-South project, for example, is a separate project. And they made all these arguments. And there was lots of evidence that the judge had to consider, and she found the facts as she found them. So, no, I'm not bringing you just one side. I'm bringing you facts as were contained in the federal government's own records and facts that were agreed with by the judge.
So why, if you feel that you have such a strong case that the lawyers for the federal government believe that a settlement isn't required in this case? Well, I've been told by the AG's office in the federal level that we're not prepared to settle this case.
Well, I think that's contrary to the information that our lawyers have, Mr.
I think at this point we're getting into the type of discussion which I would recommend should only be had in camera.
Okay.
So save that part.
Okay, I will. I think the last question I have is the concern that when we start suing other levels of government, because at the end of the day it's the same taxpayer, whether it's the federal level, provincial level, or municipal level. And my concern is that the precedence is sets. And my other concern right now is, what position does it put this municipality relative to potential positions or decisions that we made? Does that open up the gateway for opportunities for this community to say, hey, the city of Hamilton can sue another level of government because of a position that they believed for many reasons, and I think there's many other people that would suggest that there's strong reasons for them to take the position that they did. And that's the information I saw. I saw a lot of information that said that they should apply the Environmental Assessment Act. You're saying that they shouldn't, and it was done in malice and with content, and it was politically motivated. I think that's what I'm hearing in your presentation. I don't believe that's the case. I believe there's well-intentioned individuals that believed. I mean, there's a huge, huge bureaucracy at the federal level, huge. And there's going to be different views as there is around this table. But at the end of the day, a decision was made, just like we do, on the best advice we get from our staff. The best decision was made by the ministry at the time based on the information they received from their staff. It follows up to the minister's office. So what we're saying now is that there was a decision that was made by the federal government with the purpose of, what's the word you use, abuse of power? Is that what we're suing for? Abuse of public office. And my concern is, if that's abuse of office, when they're taking a look at the best interest of the community, then what does that do in regards to the city of Hamilton? Does that just open us up to any individual on any decision we make and say there's a potential abuse of office, so let's sue them and see what we can get out of the city of Hamilton? I'm just concerned what that does, what it opens up. So I'm going to ask you a question. Does this not set a dangerous precedent for the city?
No. This is a unique case. In my opinion, there is not going to be very likely in the future such a clear case where we have documentary records from the defendant who we're suing that they knew, based on their own memos, which go right up from ordinary civil servants right up to heads of agencies, they knew that they were acting unconstitutionally, that this was a matter of provincial and municipal jurisdiction, and they were reacting to pressure from citizens. And they also knew that it would cause harm to the city of Hamilton. When you have put those two facts together, then it's a unique situation which is not going to often be repeated. People don't bring lawsuits frivolously, or they ought not to. They can be slapped down with tremendous costs, and I don't believe that this will start a floodgates of litigation across Canada. This is a unique situation, a one-off, and you've got very strong grounds which not many people will ever have again.
Well, just to finish off, my biggest concern, Mr. Mayor, is that as politicians, we make the best decisions we can based on the information that our staff provides us. What this tells me is we're going to have to start questioning. We potentially might have to start asking and second-guessing our staff, because if we don't, then we could be potentially in a position that somebody sues us for abuse of power. And I think it sends a chill right through the political process and democracy. So I'm really concerned about this.
Thank you, Councillor.